Would members please come to the Senate chamber for our 9 a.m. session? All senators, please, to the Senate floor. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Cannella, DeLeon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wieckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our guest chaplain, Reverend Dr. Pamela Anderson of Trinity Cathedral in Sacramento, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Bradford.
Well, today is my dad's birthday. Very nice, right? Thank you. And in 1945, he was 14 years old, and he snuck into the World Series game to see the Cubs play. Well, the Chicago Cubs went to the World Series again this last fall, and they won, and I was able to take him to the game. So that was a huge feat to happen. So it's been since 1908, since the Chicago Cubs had won the World Series. So all I have to say is that when we think there is no way, God makes a way. With that, would you please pray with me? Gracious and loving God, we pray for our California Senate today and for the deliberations in this room, for the conversations that will be had, for the votes that will be taken. And in moments when we feel that there may be no way, may we just be reminded that God will make a way. This prayer we pray. Amen. Amen.
Members, please join me in saluting our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Colleagues, we are now at privileges of the floor. Privileges of the floor. Are there any privileges of the floor? Seeing none, we will move on to messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committees will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Under motions, resolutions, and notices, are there any motions, resolutions, or notices? Seeing none, we will move on to introductions and first readings, reading of bills. Bills are deemed read. We will move now to consideration of the daily file. We start with governor's appointments, file item one. We will pass temporarily. Now we will go to Senate third reading, starting with file item four. File item four, Senator Mendoza. We will pass temporarily. File item five, Senator Pan. Pass on file. File item six, Senator Pan. Pass on file. File item seven, Senator Atkins. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 12 by Senator Atkins relative to women's reproductive health.
Senator Atkins.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise today to seek your support for SR 12. This coming Sunday, January 22nd, marks the 44th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court decision recognizing a woman's right to control her own body. Roe versus Wade has facilitated women's participation in the workforce, boosting our national economy, and it has drastically reduced maternal mortality rates in this country. Prior to the decision, illegal abortion accounted for approximately 17% of all reported deaths attributable to pregnancy and childbirth in the United States. Unfortunately, abortion remains illegal in many countries today, a travesty that leads to 13% of global maternal deaths annually, or 8 maternal deaths every hour. 8 deaths every hour. These statistics confirm that Roe versus Wade has been a life-saving situation for women in this country. Thus, there's a great concern to see the incoming federal administration preparing a concerted effort to attack the protections and the freedoms afforded by Roe versus Wade. Fortunately, similar past attempts to undermine these protections have been thwarted here in California. Yet even here, we must do more to ensure that women have access to safe abortion services. More than half of California's counties do not have an accessible abortion provider, so some women still have to travel hours by train or bus. In urban areas, the demand for services still results in some long waits. These challenges can force a woman to wait until more advanced stages of pregnancy before obtaining an abortion, leading to an increased risk for some medical complications. As we recognize this landmark achievement of the women's movement, we must also keep looking forward to continue to protect women's health and women's right to choose. I would ask you to join me even more so this year in commemorating this monumental decision by publicly confirming California's strong support of a woman's right to make her own reproductive decisions and urging our federal government to support reproductive choice as well as access to comprehensive reproductive health care, including services provided by Planned Parenthood. I would ask for your aye vote on SR 12.
Thank you, Senator Atkins. Any debate or discussion on this item? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, aye, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, aye, Kinella, DeLeon, aye, Dodd, aye, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, aye, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, aye, Hueso, aye, Jackson, aye, Lada, Leyva, aye, McGuire, aye, Mendoza, aye, Mitchell, aye, Monning, aye, Morlock, no, Morrell, no, Newman, aye, Wynn, no, Nielsen, no, Pan, aye, Portantino, aye, Roth, I Skinner, I Stern, I Stone, Vidak, no, Wykowski, I Wiener, I Wilk, no.
Please call the absent members.
Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, I Berryhill, no, Canella, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Lada, Stone.
Ayes 22, no 7. The resolution is adopted. File item 8, Senator Gaines, not at his desk. File item 9, Senator Morlock. Pass on file. File item 10, Senator De Leon. Not at his desk. Senator De Leon, do you wish to take up file item 10? And then we will go back to file item 1. So we're going to go to file item 10. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 13 by Senator De Leon relative to the standing rules of the Senate for the 2017-18 regular session.
Senator De Leon.
Thank you very much, Madam President, as well as colleagues. Senate Resolution number 13 amends the standing rules for standing committee composition and jurisdictions. It's very simple and straightforward. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Debate or discussion on this item? Debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, aye. Bates, Bell, aye. Berryhill, aye. Bradford, aye. Canella, De Leon, Dodd, aye. Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, aye. Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, aye. Hueso, aye. Jackson, aye. Lada, Leyva, aye. McGuire, aye. Mendoza, aye. Mitchell, aye. Monning, aye. Morlock, aye. Morrell, aye. Newman, aye. Wynn, aye. Nielsen, aye. Pan, aye. Portantino, aye. Roth, aye. Skinner, aye. Stern, aye. Stone, Vidak, aye. Wykowski, aye. Wiener, Wilk, aye.
Call the absent members, please.
Allen, aye. Anderson, Bates, Canella, De Leon, aye. Fuller, Gaines, aye. Galgioni, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Lada, Stone, Wiener, aye.
Ayes 31, no 0. The resolution is adopted. We will go back now to file item 1. Senator De Leon, file item 1.
Thank you very much, Madam President, as well as colleagues. Mr. Randy Fiorini is being reappointed as the chair of the Delta Stewardship Council. He is a farmer who lives and works in Turlock and a vineyard owner. He is uniquely qualified to lead the council in its important but delicate work of protecting the Delta, but also helping to provide reliable water supply for the state. Mr. Fiorini passed on a bipartisan vote. Therefore, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. Any debate or discussion on this appointment? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, aye. Anderson, Atkins, aye. Bates, Bell, aye. Berryhill, aye. Bradford, aye. Canella, De Leon, aye. Dodd, aye. Fuller, Gaines, aye. Galgioni, Glazer, aye. Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, aye. Hueso, aye. Jackson, aye. Lada, Leyva, aye. McGuire, aye. Mendoza, aye. Mitchell, aye. Monning, aye. Morlock, aye. Morrell, aye. Newman, aye. Wynn, aye. Nielsen, aye. Pan, aye. Portantino, aye. Roth, aye. Skinner, aye. Stern, aye. Stone, Vidak, aye. Wykowski, Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Please call the absent members.
Anderson, Bates, Canella, Fuller, Galgioni, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Lada, Stone.
Ayes 31, no 0. That appointment is confirmed. Any other items that we passed over that anyone wishes to take up? Seeing none? Senator Allen? Under privileges of the floor,
Senator Bradford and I wanted to just make everyone aware of the fact that we've got a great friend here in the chamber, Milton Herring, who is recently elected to the Torrance City Council, and he's here with the League of Cities Conference. But he's got originally from Birmingham, Alabama, and he had a very distinguished career in the U.S. Air Force, including two tours of duty in Iraq as a chaplain there, where he really had some pretty profound experiences working with our airmen and soldiers who were serving our country in Iraq. And he now represents the great city of Torrance on their city council. He's been a great addition to that council. I'm so proud to have the opportunity to introduce him today, Milton Herring.
Welcome to our distinguished guest, Councilmember Herring. Colleagues, we will return to motions and resolutions. This is the time for adjourn in memory. Are there any adjourn in memory? Senator Atkins. Colleagues, let's please give attention to Senator Atkins.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to adjourn in memory of former Senator, San Diego icon, and my dear friend, Lucy Calais. Lucy defined the very best in what it means to be a public servant. She came to the legislature at the age of 60, after what anyone would consider a full and remarkable career of public service, just some of her previous jobs. In World War II, she was with the Office of Strategic Services as an analyst. She was an aide to Eleanor Roosevelt and attended the very first meeting of the United Nations in 1948. She was the highest-ranking woman in the CIA. She was a founder of a nonprofit to encourage better relations with U.S. and Mexico. And she's a former San Diego City Council member from Council District 8, the office that was also held decades later by my Democratic colleague from the 40th Senate District. She was a scholar, having earned her PhD for her research on the Native American tribes of Southern California. We women in the legislature regard her as a mentor to all women seeking public office. Dee Dee Alpert, Chris Kehoe, Susan Davis, myself, many others, as well as dozens of staff who went on to careers in public service and in the private sector, had the privilege of learning how to be a true leader directly from her. Lucy constantly worked to break the glass ceiling, with one of her projects being the creation of a corporate registry to help identify women ready to serve on corporate boards, something we still need to work on. She served 7 years in the Assembly, where she was far ahead of her time on many issues: environmental, consumer rights, energy, political reform. She was a maverick and an independent, never afraid to challenge the status quo, but always with her own quiet dignity that brought her the respect and the admiration from all quarters, regardless of political affiliation. In 1989, in her special election to the Senate, she became the first Catholic politician in America to be denied communion by her bishop, based on her outspoken views supporting a woman's right to choose. It should be noted that other Catholic politicians, including those more famous and powerful, the Kennedys, the Cuomos, others, had taken similar positions and yet escaped sanction by their bishops, perhaps because they were men. So when the bishop took on Lucy, it was national news. Permission to, I can't say the word prop, show a photo.
Without objection.
Thank you, Madam President. This San Diego Executive magazine showed a picture, and the statement was, Lucy Calais, a San Diego maverick, declares her independence. Lucy accepted the bishop's decree with grace and without protest, simply continuing her campaign while a backlash in her favor secured her Senate victory. The numbers were skewed absolutely against her in that race for Senate. She went on to serve 7 distinguished years in the Senate, her last term as an independent, the only California legislator ever to leave their party while in office and be reelected as an independent. Term limits ended her legislative career, but not her public service. She returned to her passion of forging better relations with Mexico as a founder and a CEO of the nonprofit International Community Foundation in San Diego. That organization is now thriving and leading philanthropic efforts on both sides of the border. She continued to serve on many boards in San Diego, never slowed down. People have seen Lucy Calais for decades jogging, and in her later years, briskly walking all over San Diego. She was a San Diego landmark, right up there with Wales and the Chargers. She outlived them both. One notable quality about Lucy was her modesty and her generosity. She never dwelled on herself or her own accomplishments. She focused on the here, the now, and tomorrow, never letting her own aging slow her down. She finally gave up driving just last year when she discovered Uber could get her to the symphony or other appointments with less hassle and dirty looks from other drivers. She shunned the legislature's vanity license plates because she didn't want voters to know who was speeding and cutting them off on Interstate 8. She's received numerous awards, recognitions, including the California Women's Hall of Fame, and just this year she was named Ms. San Diego by the Downtown Rotary of San Diego. She really was Ms. San Diego, Senator San Diego to many. But to most of us who knew and loved her, she was just Lucy, and that's how we will remember her, one of a kind. Lucy is survived by her 2 sons, Jay and Paul Calia. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator Atkins. We do have, I believe, a couple others who would like to speak on behalf of our late colleague and icon, Senator Wayso.
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to rise to chime in and just to share a few personal experiences. We were just talking about former Senator Calais on Monday, and it was very sad to hear that she had passed on Tuesday. And again, we were talking about her because she was a very noteworthy woman, a woman that had made such an impact in our community for many, many years, beyond her years as a councilwoman, as a legislator. I first met Lucy Calais when I was in the first grade. I was 6 years old. And she took time off of her campaign to come talk to my school. It was a Catholic school in her district called Our Lady School, and she was invited to speak. And I was, as you can probably imagine, one of the students that kept raising his hand asking questions. And she was really nice about how she answered my questions and said, maybe one day you'll run for office. And I that has always that always stuck in my head. I'll never forget that that meeting where it wasn't every day that a kid in school got to meet somebody running for office or even anybody in office. So because of her doing that for my school, this is something that I always do when I'm invited to go to schools. I always go and I remember Lucy and what she did for me in inspiring me to get engaged civically at such an early age. And again, I think Senator Atkins' representation of her life is just so accurate. Thank you. Thank you for doing that, Senator. It's a very sad day for us, but we have a beautiful, beautiful person with a wonderful life that we can celebrate. And thank you, everyone, for this opportunity.
Thank you, Senator Wayso. Senator Mitchell.
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to stand on behalf of the entire Women's Caucus in support of the resolution. And I often stand on this floor and talk about my experience as a young staffer here in the legislature, specifically for the Senate. And I must say that as a young then woman staffer, to have had the opportunity to be in the presence of the very strong, diverse, dynamic members of the Women's Caucus during that era had a great and profound impression on me. And it just reminds me of the responsibility the Women's Caucus members have today, because you never know who's watching. I remember when Senator Calais had that experience with her bishop. I was then working for another female Catholic member of the Senate who also had taken critical votes in support of a woman's right to choose, and had not had that experience with the Archbishop from Los Angeles. And so I remember being in women's caucus meetings and witnessing very colorful conversations between the two of them about their experience as women senators, as Catholics, in the early years when the Rose Room was very significant because there were very few women at that time that had yet to been elected to the Senate. So I just wanted to stand and acknowledge the impression that she had on me as a young woman staffer. And I'm so thrilled to have heard and learned about the fullness of her life post-service in the California legislature. I just wanted to stand and add my voice to her recognition.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Any other comments on behalf of this extraordinary woman who was, I think, a role model to so many of us and an inspiration to all of us? With that, please extend our condolences to her family, to the community, and I think it's an honor to be adjourning in her memory. With that, any other motions to adjourn in memory? Are there any others? All right, Senator Atkins, for what purpose?
Madam President, I rise to ask for reconsideration of SR 12.
There is a motion to reconsider SR 12, file item 7. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Aye. Canella. De Leon. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Fuller. Gaines. No. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hernandez. Hertzberg. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Leyva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. Morrell. Newman. Aye. Wynn. Nielsen. No. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Skinner. Aye. Stern. Aye. Stone. Vidak. No. Wykowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. No.
Colleagues, this is a motion to reconsider. There's been a request that we reopen the roll for those who are absent. That is all this motion is for. I would think, Senator Gaines, thank you. So let's call, let's do it this way. Those who wish to change votes from no to aye, please, we have Senator Gaines, Senator Wilk.
Senator Gaines, no to aye.
Senator Wilk.
Senator Wilk.
Wilk, no to aye. Nielsen, no to aye.
We'll
Morrell, aye.
We'll go back to the absent members. Right now, we're just going to those who want to change their vote from no to aye.
Vidak. Vidak, right. No to aye.
Let's go back to the call the absent members only.
Anderson. Bates. Berryhill. Aye. Canella. Fuller. Hernandez. Hertzberg. Lada. Morlock. Wynn. Stone.
Okay. Ayes 30, no 0 on the motion to reconsider. We will now go back on the bill itself and simply open the rolls for a new vote on file item 7. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. File item 7.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Canella. De Leon. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Fuller. Gaines. No. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hernandez. Hertzberg. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Leyva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. No. Morrell. No. Newman. Aye. Nguyen. Nielsen. No. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Skinner. Aye. Stern. Aye. Stone. Vidak. No. Wykowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. No.
Please call the absent members.
Berryhill, no. Anderson, Bates, Bradford, Canella, Fuller, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Lada, Wynn, Stone.
Please call the absent members one more time.
Anderson, Bates, Bradford, Canella.
You need to vote, Senator. Let's
Bradford,
go.
Bradford, aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Fuller, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Lada, Wynn, Stone.
Ayes 24, no 7. The resolution is adopted. Colleagues, if there is no other business before us, Senator De Leon, the desk is clear. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Morlock. Senator Morlock. Yes, Senator Morlock. For what purpose, sir?
Condition on the file, Madam President.
Please proceed.
Tomorrow will be a momentous day. I want to thank President Obama and Vice President Biden for their years of service. I want to welcome the new President and Vice President Donald Trump and Mike Pence, and that we have a peaceful transition. And thank you very much, Madam President.
Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak on condition of the file? Seeing and hearing none, Senator De Leon, the desk is clear.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Colleagues, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, a productive next 3 days. We will reconvene on Monday at 2 p.m. I hope that when you go back to your districts, tomorrow is a momentous day, no question about it. I hope that you spend time with your constituents and your loved ones. You know, as we all take in tomorrow, which will be a momentous period in our history, no doubt about it. So we will reconvene at 2 p.m. on Monday. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m.